Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome back to another episode of the Believe in Minnesota Football podcast, hosted by the starting kicker for your Golden Gophers, Matthew Trickett, and me, Tony Liebert. For today's episode, we have our welcoming on a very special guest from Gophers basketball, Parker Fox. Little bye-week special, getting a look to some more Gophers athletics. How are we doing today, Parker?
Good, doing great. Got some work in this morning, and now I'm free for the day. I'm actually going to go hit the apple orchard this afternoon. So I'm getting in the fall festive spirit, you know, with football season and the leaves changing colors. So, yeah, things are good, man.
Well, that's good to hear. And so, obviously, this is a Gophers podcast, and you are from Minnesota, grew up in Minnesota. Kind of how did your like Gophers fandom start? Like when you were a kid, did you go to a lot of Gophers sports? Was your whole family Gophers fans? Where did that kind of start?
Yeah, it started from my family. Both my parents are also Minnesota natives. It actually started with Gopher hockey. So Gopher hockey was like my first one true like Gopher love. And it started there at a young age, you know, cheering on guys like Kyle Rau and Jay Bearball and like some of those old guys back in the day, you know, Eric Halla. And then from that, you know, basketball was kind of what my family identity, you know, was in with my dad and all that kind of stuff. So then it grew to basketball, and I started going to basketball games and being the court kid on the court and all that kind of stuff. And then football. And, you know, I was really got into football in the, you know, Eric Decker ages and that kind of stage. But then, you know, Gopher football has probably been my favorite Gopher athletics ever since, you know, middle school and that kind of stuff. So I've been following and the team, and I know everything about the squad. So it's funny because, you know, when we go to games and I sit with my team, I could point out like everything that's going on, talking RPO, talking all that kind of stuff. And it's just like, it's fun to realize it. And now, you know, I get to see everybody in the cafeteria, and it's, you know, it's funny because, you know, 2 years ago, I wasn't here. So I would be watching Gopher football games on my TV and all that kind of stuff. And now it's like, I see the guys every single day. So it's pretty cool because, you know, I am a really, really big Gopher fan. And I try to have that balance between like fan and friend, which it can be kind of tough sometimes too, because, you know, I want them to win and I want them to do well. So it's, you know, it's fun. It's definitely good time.
Yeah. Is it weird for you, like knowing guys on the team? Cause I know even for me, since I've started doing this podcast with Matt, seeing him kick, it's way different for me from when I was growing up. Obviously you're watching the games and I would be yelling at the kicker to make a kick. And now I know the kicker. It's a little different. How does that kind of work for you?
Oh, same thing. It's like, you know, obviously Tanner's been the quarterback for however many years, and I used to sit in my bedroom and watch Tanner play and be yelling at the screen, and now it's like he's the same dude that daps me up in the hallway now. So it's like, yeah. It's almost kind of surreal sometimes too. It's like, I'm trying, you know, I don't want to be a fanboy, but at the same time, it's like, this is my team. Like, these are my guys. I want them to do well. And it's like, now he knows me. Like, that's pretty cool. So Yeah, it's exciting.
No,
yeah,
it does come at you fast. Speaking from my experience, you know, growing up in Ohio, I was a huge Ohio State fan. Didn't get the chance to play there, but got a better chance here. And you know, it is so weird because one day you're cheering for them, you're putting in the work, you want to be in that position, and then all of a sudden, boom, you're in that position, and you are that guy that guys, little kids look up to, and you're like, wow, like. Sometimes you have to just take a step back and you're like, so blessed to be in this position.
No, it's completely right. You know, I think even a guy like Brevin, who I'm pretty close with, even seeing him, like, I'm cheering every time, like, don't throw it to Brev. Like, and then when he makes a catch, I'm like, you know, get that first, you know, hurdle somebody. Like, I'm like fanboying him, but then he's the same dude that I'm going to like kick it with in the cafeteria. And it's, I think it's cool too, with just the dynamic between athletes. You know, I think, it can be kind of scary to some people, and, you know, maybe you're afraid to say hi to somebody, but it's like, it doesn't need to be that way. I feel like, you know, we're all college athletes, and we all earn to, you know, get to this point, and it's exciting. And it's like, why not have a, you know, a group, you know, common interest towards each other. So yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. For the football games, like when you watch the games, do you go to like most of the home games, and then like on the away games, are you a guy who like goes to the bar and watches it, or do you watch it at your house, or kind of how does that work?
Yeah. So like I'm a locked in like football watcher. Like Everybody loves to go to like, you know, go to maybe go to Sally's or, you know, go to, you know, watch it at somebody's house. And like, if it's here, I'm going to be at the game. And if it's away, I'm going to be locked in on like TV, you know, like when Michigan State game was happening, I was over at a couple of buddies' place, and I got to leave because, you know, the Go Football's game is about to get on, and I got to watch the pregame. I got to watch, you know, I got to watch the game. I got to watch the postgame. I got to be locked in. And I, you know, obviously I'm not actually helping the squad out at all, but it feels like I'm like there with them, you know, watching it with them and you know, being a part of it. And it's exciting because I like to see all the little nuances of the game. You know, I like to hear, you know, all the things the announcers have to say, and I learn more about the athletes that I see every single day. So yeah, it's probably one of my favorite things to do in the fall. So I'm lucky I get to do it here in Minneapolis. So
yeah, definitely. Yeah, I would imagine it's interesting now that you're kind of in the mix of it and you know everyone on the team, and it just has to be a different atmosphere than obviously it was your whole life growing up. Well, yeah, kind of going into your career, you're obviously with Gophers basketball, entering your second year with the program, but unfortunately you've been battling some injuries, and most recently you suffered your second significant knee injury. I guess, obviously, from a point of view of a fan or a media member, and you see something like that, it just seems like it would be a very tough thing to obviously go through. Kind of what was your instant reaction when you learned the news that you – we're going to have another significant knee injury, and kind of how did you react to that, like, personally?
Yeah, I mean, heartbreaking. You know, it's like you work so hard and almost like double hard, you know, trying to get back, and you know, you're doing extra rehab and you're putting in hours and that people don't even see. And it's like, you know, you're feeling great and you're back in it, and it's, you know, it's heartbreaking, but you know, I try to keep my head up, and you know, I know things happen for a reason, and you know, adversity can build and strengthen you for sure. So you know, my biggest attitude going through this second one is you know, you can control what you can control, and I can control my attitude every single day and the way I approach rehab and the guys and being around the team and trying to be that positive role model. You know, I'm in my sixth year of college basketball now, so I understand the game at a pretty high level. You know, I think I can really help out, especially some of these younger guys. We have, you know, five freshmen coming in, one kid reclassified, so it's like we got a young group of guys. And I think this year, you know, I'm obviously not gonna be able to play, but you know, I can have an impact, and that impact can be, you know, that kind of bridge between players and coaches and helping out in the, you know, the film room or on the court and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, you know, my it was tough right away. It definitely was, but I've gotten, you know, past that, you know, initial feelings, and now it's, you know, all up from here, and I'm getting better every single day. So
yeah, I mean, at least from my point of view, just seeing going through two major injuries like that. And I think most people, if they faced adversity like that, a lot of people, I think, would just give up and say, yeah, just not for me. Are you able to, I guess, have that strength to battle through the adversity and be like, yeah, this was just kind of part of the journey, and I just kind of have to keep looking forward.
Yeah, it's funny because when I tore my first ACL and I was, you know, kind of in the rehab process, I told my athletic trainer, I'm like, if I tear it again, I'm done. Like, I can't go through this again. It's too hard. And then I tear my ACL, and the first thing, there's a video my mom took of me, like, coming out of surgery, and I didn't have, you know, I was all, you know, drugged up on, you know, all the kind of, you know, pills and, you know, all that stuff out of surgery. And I'm like, you know, like, give me a basketball, like, put a basketball in my hands. And it's like one of the first things I said. And it's like, that's just like my conscious, you know, like, it's not even something I have to think about. It's like, I'm a basketball player and I want to play basketball and I love it. And I live it, you know, and it's not even something that, you know, is a second thought for me. It's like, now that it happened, it's like, I'm going to be back and I'm going to be better because I know I can. And, you know, I talked to, you know, one of our coaches, Coach Thorson, he told me right when I did it, he's like, you're different. You're going to be good because you're different. And that kind of attitude has helped me through, you know, the whole process so far, and it's going to take me to the finish line. So.
Yeah. Speaking of, you know, your process and how you feel about coming off of injury, you know, I've met with sports psych and a lot of my off season work was, you know, mental game, but being injured and having something traumatic like that happen not once but twice, I mean, how really does that impact your mentality? And do you feel like you've changed before and after, or is it like the same process for you, just, you know, new challenge ahead?
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm definitely a different person, you know, in a good way. You know, I've learned so many things and I met so many different new people. And, you know, my first injury, I was wanting to have a basketball in my hands at all time. You know, I would go out in the yard and shoot and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, this time around, I know the basketball will come back, but right now it's focusing on me and my mental health. And that's been more of my focus than the basketball part of it. I think it's important to know that, you know, basketball is obviously a big part of my life. And it's something that's going to take me, you know, hopefully, and make me a lot of money one day. But I can't do that if my mental health isn't there and if I'm not emotionally intact with my feelings and all that kind of stuff. And I think it's something that doesn't get talked about enough, especially at the collegiate level and especially across, you know, mainstream media platforms. It's, you know, athletes have lives outside of the sport. And especially with somebody like me going through this kind of, you know, heartbreaking stuff is like, you know, I gotta be able to focus on me too, you know? So, that's kind of been one of my big focuses is, you know, kind of putting the basketball down a little bit and rehabbing and knowing that once I'm able to get cleared and all that kind of stuff, my love for basketball will still be there. That's not a question, but it's, and it's hard too, you know, it's hard to put the basketball away and take a step back because it's all I want to do. You know, I want to go out there and shoot with the guys and all that kind of stuff, but I know at the end of the day, I got to be able to focus on, you know, getting better and I'm still working at it. You know, I'm not perfect. I'm still struggle every single day and, you know, working on my podcast, talking about that kind of stuff. And yeah, you know, just really focusing on bettering myself every single day. So it's a battle. And I would say that, you know, it's important to put yourself first sometimes.
Yeah. Unfortunately you've been able to go through it with a teammate. Isaiah Enan's kind of had the same injuries as you the past 2 years now. Kind of how has your relationship grown with him as you guys have both been rehabbing?
Yeah, I mean, that's my brother. Like, he's a guy. You know, it's when you spend that much time with somebody, you better like him because, you know, you're in the training room with them for 5-6 hours a day. But me and Isaiah are, you know, we have a great relationship. We push each other. We're very different individuals. But I think that's what makes us such good friends and which makes us care about each other. You know, just competing with each other. You know, I talk about it on my podcast, you know, the friendly competition, but also like, you know, in college athletics, there's competition and we grew up on a competition and it's like, hey, I want to get better than you did today in rehab because I'm going to compete and I'm going to get better. And then he's got the same attitude. It's like, I'm going to get better than you. So, you know, going off of that and just like being able to push each other is, you know, it's unfortunate. You know, I don't want anybody to have to go through it with somebody, but at the same time, it's like, you know, he gets it. He goes through it. So if it's like, you know, a physical endurance competition, there's that. And then there's like, hey, can we talk for a little bit? You know, it's a great resource to just be able to let your emotions out when you're not having the best day. And it's funny because, you know, the other day I wasn't having the best day and Isaiah's like, are you good? And he like knew right away. He knew I wasn't having a good day. And he was the first one to kind of recognize it. And that's kind of special. And I'm very fortunate that he is, you know, that kind of guy. And, you know, obviously he's working his butt off too to get back healthy. So, yeah, we got good spirits in that training room for sure.
Yeah, definitely. So kind of looking ahead to the team this year, you kind of mentioned it earlier, there's a lot of young guys, five freshmen. Is that dynamic weird? Because I know there's you obviously got you, Jameson, Talon Cooper, Tara Samuels, all pretty veteran guys. Is it weird with five 18, 17-year-old guys and then obviously guys like you, you're 22, 23?
Yeah, it's different, but it's exciting because they're so talented. And, you know, you look at a guy like Pharrell Payne and on paper and it's, you kind of start to drool at, you know, what he could. He's a beast. And then you got, you know, guys like Caden Betts with these long arms, athletic ability. Braden Carrington can shoot the hell out of the ball. You know, Jaden's just a solid overall player. Josh is athletic. You know, it's just like you go down the list and it's like these guys have all the makeup. You know, now how can these older guys like me, Torres, Talon, even Dawson, now even Trayton's kind of an older guy now, where how can we pass this knowledge of college basketball on to them? And it's something that, you know, the outside doesn't really get until you become a part of it, is how hard it is to win and how hard it is to, win, especially in the Big Ten when it's, you know, it's a battle every single night. So, you know, just passing anything I can down, you know, if I see something and pulling somebody aside, and all credit to them too, because they want to learn. You know, Pharrell will come to me and, you know, ask for this and that. And it's like, I wasn't doing that as a 17, 18 year old. So now as a 23 year old, how can I, you know, pass that kind of knowledge that I've learned down? So the dynamic's been great though, man. We're gelling really well. The one amazing thing is, you know, credit to Coach Johnson. It's the locker room is phenomenal. We have from 1 to 15, we have just great dudes in the locker room, you know, dudes that want to be a part of Minnesota basketball and dudes that are just high quality, high class dudes. You know, you talk about a guy like, you know, Dawson Garcia, you know, five-star McDonald's All-American. You know, he could have every right to come in here and be the, you know, I'm the guy, I'm coming in here and being the guy, and it's not who he is at all. You know, he's one of the most selfless dudes that I've ever met, and he's always looking out for his teammates and encouraging everybody to get better. So, yeah, the dynamic of our team is phenomenal, and it makes it easier on me, too, going through this kind of stuff, so.
So you're obviously pretty big on social media, kind of out of all Gophers athletes. I see you on there kind of often. How do you, I guess, balance that kind of in an era where there's a lot of negativity and when you are like not playing like you are now, I'm assuming you do have a lot of free time to go on there. So kind of how do you balance that to not let it bother you too much while still using it as a platform to extend your audience, I guess, as an athlete?
No, that's a great question. I love social media. I probably love social media a little too much. But the fortunate thing about that is it helps with some NIL stuff. So that's good in that department. But no, that's a good question. It's social media is a dangerous place. It's you can go down some pretty deep, dark roads. You know, I bet, you know, Trickett, you kind of see it too. You know, if you miss a kick or, you know, something happens in the game that doesn't go right, you know, it's at the end of the world to some people. And it's the same for me, you know, and I see the stuff and it's, you know, it's all about how you perceive it and how you react to it. You know, I'm the kind of guy that's, you know, a glass half full kind of guy. And, you know, when I see that kind of stuff, it motivates me. You know, I see this stuff, you know, oh, the D2 kid with two torn ACLs, like all that kind of stuff. And, you know, you can put your head down and be like, oh, that's right. But at the end of the day, these guys don't know a thing. They don't know what goes on every single day in that training room, what goes on in the classroom, you know, what goes on in the weight room. Like, the amount of work and hours I put in is, you know, beyond what that person could even fathom anyways. So why would I listen to what they have to say? So yeah, if, you know, people that are listening to it, just, you know, anybody, the younger athletes that are going through that kind of stuff, you just have to realize that it's you versus you at the end of the day, and outside noise is the outside noise, and you can't let it bother you, because once you let it affect you, it's game over, because they'll jump on you.
Yeah, that reminds me of our interview with Tanner earlier. He said during the season, you know, he just takes social media and deletes all of it, or has his wife take care of it for him so he doesn't have to see all those comments and whatnot. But as somebody that loves social media, you know, I think it's really good on you that you're able to see what you need to see and take what you need to take from that. And then everything else, like, doesn't matter. You know, that's external. And I'm sure you're going to be teaching the young guys on the team a lot about that as they're going to be thrusted into it here pretty soon. But
oh, yeah. Without a doubt. I mean, credit to Tanner on that, because I don't think I could delete social media, but you know, that's big of him. But no, you're right. You know, especially with the way athletics is going too, with sports betting and that kind of stuff, it's like people get mad at, you know, the littlest things. I remember Luke hit like a half court shot last year at Iowa at halftime, and it like covered the spread, and people were like sending him like death threats and stuff. And it's like, are you kidding me? You know, see, it's just like, it's going to be there. It's inevitable. And it's how your mind, you know, perceives it and how you take it. And you gotta always take the high road, and you gotta, you know, always, you know, kind of that bet on yourself, like whatever they, you know, whatever they say, it's whatever, you know, this is about me and this is about my team and getting better. So, yeah.
Yeah, kind of with your social media, you've obviously now, you mentioned it started a podcast, the Double Down podcast. Kind of how did that all come about, and how are you liking doing it so far?
Yeah, I'm a big podcast listener. You know, I listen to music too, but you know, when I'm in the car, I'm always listening to podcasts. You know, talk about Part of My Take, you know, The Old Man, The Three with JJ yeah. Redick, No Chill Gil, Gilbert Arenas. Those are some of my favorite ones. And, you know, just listening, I'm like, I could, you know, maybe do this too. You know, feel like I'm a pretty good conversationalist and, you know, that kind of stuff. So, I thought about it and I kind of just dove into it and, you know, kind of just decided like, this is what I want to do. And I want to be unique. You know, I think there's a lot of podcasts out there that jump on, you know, a bunch of different topics, and I'm always going to listen because I love to listen to podcasts, but I wanted to, you know, talk to athletes about something bigger than just the sport, you know, the mental side and, you know, how they deal with adversity. And, you know, I'm focusing on injuries right now through sport with some athletes, but, you know, also going to, you know, start to get into just adversity and things people go through day-to-day basis. You know, I think as collegiate student athletes, there's so much on our plates every single day, and there's so much you got to deal with. And, how are you able to deal with, that's kind of, you know, my question. And I want to dig in and, you know, really, you know, reveal raw, true emotions with athletes. And I had a really cool interview last night with Phoenix Sproles, who plays wide receiver up at NDSU. And, you know, I had Isaiah and Katie Bravich. And next episode, I'm going to have an old teammate of mine and, you know, kind of just go down the list. So the Double Down podcast is, you know, it comes from me tearing two ACLs. So, you know, double and, you know, double down, bet on yourself kind of deal. I've always had that mentality in my life. You know, I was not very highly recruited and only had one Division II offer coming out of high school. So, you know, that betting on you kind of mentality has always been, you know, my mind frame. So I'm loving it, man. I'm having fun. It's tougher than I thought it was, and I'm learning every single day, but I'm excited to see where it can go.
Yeah, I think kind of now with the new college sports era with the NIL and stuff, I think it's really cool that athletes are able to do stuff like that, because you really do start to have a platform as a college athlete. And I think it was ridiculous for the longest time when you weren't able to at least profit off of that, or at least even have like a YouTube channel or a podcast, because you do have an audience and you should be able to share your opinions and your voice. And I think it's really cool that you're doing that.
Yeah, I think it's funny how you are, you know, required to do an ESPN interview, but then you couldn't talk about your own life. Like, that doesn't really make sense to me, but we're here now. So I'm excited about it, and I'm excited to see how we grow and see how you guys grow too as well. It's exciting.
Yeah, definitely. So kind of, I guess, looking at the team again that you guys have right now, what's like the difference between this point of the season, like right now, preseason, compared to last year at this point of the year? Obviously, there's a lot of different guys on the team, but kind of what is the feeling around the locker room and practice every day compared to last year?
Yeah, I think just excitement. You know, I think, like I mentioned before, Ben's got the right guys in here. And it doesn't happen overnight. You know, I don't think you know, you talk about last year, you don't bring in a new coach and 13 year, you know, new guys and go win the Big Ten. You know, it's a beast. And when we're getting better every single day, you know, I see it in practice every single day, we're improving. And and we're getting better. And, you know, we're worried about ourselves and our journey and our focus, and we're keeping physicality, mentality and edge. And we're just, you know, we're working every single day, and we're excited, you know, we're excited to be back in the barn. You know, the barn got a little surface update, bringing back that natural wood color. So people are excited about that. We just unveiled new jerseys yesterday. It's pretty exciting because it's our first Nike exclusive jersey that Nike's ever done with Minnesota. So we're pretty excited about that. And, you know, we're just, all these pieces are slowly coming together, and the guys are working really hard. And like I said, I think it's like, it's all about us at the end of the day. It's the, you know, whatever 30 something people that are in that, you know, gym every single day. And we believe in each other, and, you know, from the top down, and that's what it takes. So, you know, it's cliche, and you hear like, we're going to take it one game at a time and all that kind of stuff, but it's true. You know, you have to, you know, we're focused on our first scrimmage right now. And then, you know, that's that kind of stuff. And then we'll go to the next thing. So, you know, the guys are excited. We're really athletic. We're really long. And we're ready to get going here.
Yeah. How would you kind of, I guess, describe Ben Johnson as like a head coach to someone who obviously doesn't play for him?
Yeah, I mean, Ben's phenomenal. You know, he understands the game at an elite level. You know, just, you know, like I said, I played college basketball for 6 years, so I kind of understand like how each guy goes where and why it happens in defensive rotations. And then Ben thinks it at this like whole nother level. So like, I sometimes just catch myself like watching him coach, and it's really special because he's a really good coach, and he's a really good motivator too. One of the things we always talk about is confidence and having, you know, irrational confidence. And Ben kind of instills that in us. And you know, he gets it. You know, he's a guy, you know, obviously a Minnesota guy, and he's getting the right guys in this program. And you know, I think he's going to build this thing up special. And you know, Mark Coyle did an awesome job in hiring the right guy, because he's definitely the man for the job. And we're lucky to have him. You know, he builds really good personal relationships with everybody. You know, he's a guy that always have his office door open. You can go in and talk to him. And, you know, he's just a good dude, man. He's exciting to be around. And his, I bet you could say same thing about PJ. He's just like, the energy he brings to every single day is, you know, it's all about what we want Go for Basketball to be. So, we're in good hands for sure.
Yeah. I guess if Matt doesn't have anything else, I got one more question for you. Like I said, it's a Gophers football podcast. I guess what's your prediction for the rest of the season? Where do you think they're going to finish up?
I want roses, man. I want roses. I want to find a way I can fly myself to Pasadena and go see that game. I don't know if we have games or it's, you know, it's funny because my cousins live out in California, and I was texting them, and I was like, where are we meeting in Pasadena, and what day are we meeting there? Because I'm going to be there. So trick it, make it through those, you know, those pipes. But no, man, I'm excited. You know, I've been, like I said, I've been a Gopher football fan my whole life. And, you know, seeing guys like Tanner and Mo, and, you know, obviously Chris before the injury, and D-Man and D-Jack and Mike, and, you know, those guys, they just make me excited. And it's, I love the way our offense is going. And, you know, I had a little hurdle, but, you know, we're going to be back, you know, Illinois, and we're going to bounce back. And, you know, I'm excited. But yeah, I want to play in that Big Ten championship game. Might as well go give, you know, Ohio State a battle. So I'm there with you, man. I'm, you know, I'm living it too. And I'm stressing it every Saturday, just like Matt probably is. So it's exciting for sure.
Oh yeah. No, we appreciate the support. You know, we hope to, once our season's over, give you guys the same support that you've given us. We love it.
Yes, sir. No, it's super fun. And it, like I said, you know, mentioning the cafeteria and that kind of stuff, you know, I see D-Man in there. I talk to D-Man probably like every week, you know, about this kind of stuff. And, you know, Chris is going through the surgery, and I just actually gave him one of my favorite books that I read about the surgery, you know, and all that kind of stuff. So it's exciting. And, you know, I think it's fun for us as athletes to be able to have that dynamic and, you know, be able to, you know, every time I see you in the cafeteria, it's, you know, it's what up, it's good, high energy, and it's fun. And I think that's the way it should be. You know, Gopher support and Gophers is important. So, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. If Matt doesn't got anything else for you, I think we'll wrap it up there. You can plug the Double Down podcast where people can find you.
Yeah, go tap into the Double Down podcast. You can find it on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere you get your podcast, it's on there. Talking all about mental health and emotional stresses of injury and adversity and in sport. And I'm getting better every single day. So as PJ would say, roll the boat, Sky Imago Gophers.
Yeah. Well, I really appreciate you doing this. Best of luck the rest of the way. And like you said, roll the boat, Sky Imago Gophers.
Yeah. Appreciate you guys having me.
Appreciate it.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.